Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I don't know if it's a, must have been a, I put a video out this morning on Twitter of that guy breaking the record for the wave. Have you seen that yet? It's like 115 feet. And he's coming down this, just read the video just came out the other day. I just put it on Twitter. Check it out at TNT Radio Empire. It's a guy, it's Bodie basically going, he's not coming back. Check it out. He's coming down a wave that's 115 feet high.
Where is this?
I don't know.
In an ocean.
Yeah, this time of year, probably Australia, Todd. Yeah. Because they have big waves down there in summertime, too. Not that you can't, well, you can surf up north in this kind of time weather, too. But, yeah, it's on social media. I mean, it's on my Twitter, our Twitter page, excuse me, at TNT Radio Empire.
That's insane.
You've seen it?
Yeah, it's a whole lot of hell no right there. Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? He makes it. That's why he broke the record. Yeah.
Jet ski, you have to take him out there?
Well, probably to get there, but you don't see the jet ski. You just see the guy, the video just shows him coming down the side of this wall. I'd be afraid to be standing on the beach thinking the whole wave's going to come in there. That's how high the wave is, right?
It's gigantic.
It is pretty cool. Check it out at TNT Radio Empire. It's also Tan Line Tuesday, too. We'll get more of those up there. I want to thank Chris from Needles for sending me some cool photos like he does every Monday night, usually anymore. You know. More on this date?
Yes, on or about this date, according to Stinkweed Pete, our resident historian. On or about this date in Todd and Tyler Radio Empire history, 2013.
All right.
Because it is Long Ball Awareness Month.
We discussed it earlier with Todd's Long Balls.
Tyler breaks out the clacker ball sound effect. He eventually combines it with the helicopter sound effect and asserts that it's the sound of he and Todd walking into a room together naked.
Apparently we did this bit before because helicopter clacker's in here. So let's hear it. I love the fact it's the sound of us walking into a room together naked.
We could have put on a show back in the day.
Oh, my God, we could.
I think we still could.
Yeah, but nobody would want to go.
Well, I think it's intriguing because the balls only get longer.
Yeah.
That big old wave is out of Portugal.
Oh, it is? Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's one of the...
Yeah.
That's right. That's like they say that's the biggest waves in the world.
I think so.
That area off of Portugal. You're right.
Isn't Nazaré, that amazing? Portugal.
Isn't amazing?
Just a wall of water. Giant wall of water.
Watch the documentary on Laird Hamilton. I want to say Netflix, Hulu, or one of those. I saw it a couple weeks ago. It's about 2019, maybe, just last year. It's an amazing documentary about his life.
That's, again, one of those situations where I think you just stop surfing after that because you're not going to ride that wave twice.
No. In fact, in this,
you're not going to get that lucky.
In the documentary about Laird, a lot of his contemporaries, granted, he's in his 50s now and he's in hell of a shape, but a lot of his contemporaries, when they went down trying to do big waves, they stopped surfing big waves in their 30s. They said, next one's going to kill me. Next one's going to kill me. I'm going to quit.
So, you're not going to cheat death every time.
No.
Plus, what do you even do the rest of your day after riding a wave like that?
You're high as hell, basically mentally high as hell, for sure.
Clean out your pants?
Yeah.
Oh. A New York-based attorney is calling for a criminal investigation into sexual abuse allegations against Clifford T.I. Harris and his wife, Tamika Tiny Harris. They say T.I. and Tiny. They say that more than 30 women survivors and witnesses have come forward. The New York Times reporting that Tyrone A. Blackburn sent letters to authorities in Georgia and California to look into the allegations. Five women reportedly told the newspaper that T.I. and Tiny drugged and sexually assaulted them or people they know.
Oh, this is
A dozen women have come forward accusing the couple of drugging, kidnapping, rape, and intimidation over the span of 15 years.
This is Rick James stuff, yeah. Man. See, the women with him were also involved in drugging women in their basement. T.I., that dude?
Yeah.
That guy.
Man.
That's a lot
don't
of women.
Go for dinner. Don't go to dinner there.
No.
Yeah. I mean, you might get it from her, but you're going to get it from T.I. too. And that's no fun. Yeah.
Well, that's.
Thanks for trying that first.
That's approaching like Cosby-like numbers.
It is.
Yeah, I just saw this morning he got booted from his Marvel gig, too, because of that.
Man, it's got to be something to it if it's that many people saying it happened, you know?
You know, the old smoke and fire thing.
Right, right.
Over the weekend, a person set off fireworks inside the, this is in Texas,
first
inside
think about
the
how
Arlington.
Horrible that is. How horrible that is. I mean, you and your wife invite somebody over and you drug her just so you can all bang her? I mean, that's horrible.
It's evil.
That's a key word. It is evil.
Yeah. Out of Texas, a person set off fireworks inside the Arlington Parks Mall Saturday afternoon. Shoppers thought it was gunfire.
Of course they did.
Not cool.
USA.
Yeah.
Freedom.
Freedom. As Ted Cruz
yelled. No one harmed in the incident. Looking for the asshat.
That should be. You see an anchor, a local anchor say that. No one harmed in the incident, and they're looking for the asshat. I think all anchors are going to say asshat.
Right.
It's a fair characterization.
Or just ass. Or jackass
looking
or something
this,
like that.
Looking for this jackass. I like asshat, though.
A new study from Harvard.
They're pretty smart.
Finds that eating two fruits and three vegetables a day can help you live longer. According to the American Health Association, the allotted amount is a relatively achievable intake.
How much
for the
is a
general
serving?
Public?
That and exercising and eating right and not boozing and doing drugs. These are all come together.
Let's say you eat a whole apple. That's probably more than one serving. I've always been confused about what a serving of fruits or vegetables is.
And who eats like a half an apple? If you're eating an apple, you're eating a damn apple.
Well, if you cut it up and share it.
Yeah, but you share it, but, you know.
And didn't it used to be 8 or 9?
Okay, Todd, this says one serving equals a piece of fruit about the size of a regular light bulb. So you get a good size apple, that could be two.
It's bigger than a light bulb.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. A quarter cup of dried fruit, 6 ounces of fruit juice.
Well, it's not warm.
Why would they say size of a light bulb when that's about the size of a pear?
Yeah,
I thought fruit juice
just say pear.
was poison.
What was that?
Fruit juice. Too much sugar.
Too much sugar, yeah.
And not the good kind of sugar.
So they figure that this allotted amount, the two fruits and three vegetables a day, is a relatively achievable intake for the general public, and it can likely prevent major chronic disease.
Now, does it matter what else you eat with it? Because somebody could eat that and eat cheeseburgers all day.
Of course it does.
I know what I mean.
Of course it does.
All studies are the same.
Well, no. Well, the Harvard study leader, Dr. Dong Wang, noted that not all fruits and vegetables are considered equal.
This is the only way you know the story. Good.
Right.
Good. There's no way.
Dong Wang.
Maybe I should avoid the Asian talk at this point after my last mistake. Dong Wang?
Yes.
I want his jersey.
I guess your kid's name Wang. You got to name him Dong.
That's the best name.
Yeah. I don't care about the study. I still want to talk about the name.
And when you're imploring your friends and kids to eat their fruits and vegetables, you invoke his name.
You listen to Dong Wang.
Dong Wang says, five.
I got Dong Wang on the phone right now. Man, I understand. But if you, obviously, he's Dong Wang, and he's in the United States. So the word Dong and Wang are different meanings in the United States. So he's got to put up with – he might even grew up here.
That had to be rough.
But he's been here long enough that he knows Dong Wang is fun for college students.
I'm glad they differentiated, though, because I often wonder. They say, so many servings of fruits and vegetables. So can you make it all fruit? Can you make it all vegetables? No, they split it up here. About 60-40.
Let's get Dong Wang on the phone.
Yeah.
Now, Dr. Dong Wang says...
If he's not available, ask his brother, Schlong.
See, that's not a nation name. They're making that up.
Yeah.
Schlong. Schlong Wang.
They are twins.
Yeah.
Schlong and Dong.
Yeah.
You know, when
in
you,
the morning.
When,
you know Schlong and Dong Wang? Yep. Dude.
When you Google Dr. Dong Wang, you get a lot of them. Including one in this town.
Is there a Dong Wang in town?
Yep.
Give us a call, Dong Wang.
Yeah, are they accepting new patients?
Yeah. I would love to. I like my doctor, but I would definitely make one visit to Dong Wang.
Right. If you Google like a common Indian name.
Of course, you need a new doctor. Your system took it out of you, right?
Yeah, I got to
get hold of Dong Wang,
man. Dong Wang.
He's not a GP.
Ah. What does he do?
Pharmaceutical sciences.
Okay. Can you write me a script, Dong Wang?
Well, there's your second opinion.
Right. So Dong Wang says that not all fruits and vegetables are considered equal. He says green leafy vegetables show the most benefits, but starchy vegetables like corn and potatoes were not associated with reduced risk of death or chronic diseases.
Okay, we're five. He's already Dr. Wang. So somebody's going to say, I'm Dr. Wang. What's your first name? Dong. No way. Why don't you say, no way. What's your real name?
If you were writing articles, wouldn't you call him for every article?
Yes.
Just so you could quote him?
Yes. Even if it's not even necessary.
Yeah, according to Dong Wang.
Yeah. How do you feel about the insurrection? According to Dong Wang. I don't know, man.
Are you doing better about the vegetables, Craig?
Ask
Dong. Not nearly as good as I was for a minute.
Ask, you should listen to Dong Wang next time.
I should. I should listen to him all the time.
All right. About everything.
Yeah. Take
about
his words to heart.
Yeah.
I've been eating a lot of vegetables. Yeah. I have high triglycerides.
Oh, that's right. You did get blood tests.
Changed my diet.
There you go.
They did say to limit booze, too. I just trying to, like, limit everything else they said to limit, and I'm like, well, the booze is probably fine.
Yeah, of course it is.
Right, if you limit all the other stuff, the booze is probably just good.
They didn't mean that when they said it.
Yeah, right. That's fine.
I'll take everything else to heart.
Right. I've taken to eating a lot of, like the sun-dried tomatoes.
Oh, they're good. Yeah, they're good.
You can put it on salad, put them in soups.
Right. What's Dong Wang want you to eat?
Fruits and vegetables. So there's many
twig and berries.
Dong Wangs?
Many. Many.
Is it like Jim Smith's, basically?
I don't know, but they seem, when I just Googled Dr. Dong Wang, and it gave me a whole bunch.
Surprised it didn't direct you towards like a meat
Here's
spin
the problem.
Type.
Dong Wang is fine until he gets around a bunch of dumbass white guys.
Like us.
Exactly. Dong Wang in his community is just Dong Wang, you know?
Well, he's a highly skilled medical professional.
Right, and we're saying now your name's Dong Wang. Sorry, dude.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Email show, and you might be stunned by this, email show that the University of Texas athletics boosters
Yeah, well,
threatened to stop donating money if the school band stopped playing The Eyes of Texas Are Upon You.
Yeah, I'm real surprised by that. Rednecks want to keep the...
The Texas Tribune reports the emails were sent to the UT Austin president, Jay Hartzell, complaining about football players refusing to stand on the field for The Eyes of Texas after last year's loss to Oklahoma.
Here's the deal. You could call their bluff on that, because one thing boosters hate the most is losing. So they're not going to hold their money. They're not going to hold their money.
One donor threatened to pull a seven-figure donation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now,
what's the deal with that song?
Here's the thing.
Remember, it's racist.
Yeah, it's not. The song is not racist. Here's the trouble with it. It was performed by white students in blackface during minstrel shows in the early 1900s.
Ah. That's it. Right.
So it was how it was performed, not the words, if I remember correctly.
So it's rooted in
a lot of racism, yeah.
It's rooted in the performance. Yeah. If you read the song, I remember correctly, and I could be wrong about this.
You know, should boycott the black athletes in Texas. See who wins that battle.
There's
We got all white guys on a football team. We suck.
But the boosters are happy.
Right.
Yeah, so this one, you know.
Wonder what boosters do if your college team loses year after year after year.
Yeah, you keep shoveling in there. Need more weights.
Oh, yeah, because next year is going to be the year.
Come on, next year is your year. Relax.
It's what they say every year.
Now, out of Lakewood, New Jersey, there's a controversy going on about how some children were dressed at a recent party. Fred Rush, the president of the local NAACP, said he saw some children at a Purim party, Purim being a Jewish holiday. Says he saw some kids at the Jewish holiday party dressed in blackface wearing Black Lives Matter t-shirts, sweatshirts.
Wow.
How were these kids? Either way,
children.
Your parents
is what it says.
That means
here.
Your parents dressed you then. Great.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. There are some racist lyrics to "The Eyes of Texas."
Oh, there are.
The eyes of Texas are upon you all the live long day. The eyes of Texas are upon you. You cannot get away. Do not think you can escape them at night or early in the morn. The eyes of Texas are upon you till Gabriel blows his horn. Yeah.
So we assume that's about the escaped slaves.
Right.
All right, then. And in the in a similar vein, you will be able to guess the answer to this question. Who is the first country artist to top the Billboard 200 chart for 7 weeks in a row?
Morgan Wallen.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, the racist. Yeah, it's great for country music. Did all of a sudden these country music stations start putting his music back on the air?
I bet you they have.
Of course they have. Yeah, they love the racists. Love our station.
When's he releasing The Eyes of Texas?
We better put those songs back in. Let's do a Morgan Wallen weekend.
Now, Garth Brooks has spent 7 weeks at number one, but not consecutively.
Okay, I was going to guess him because he was kind of the first guy to break the
go into
pop
this
music.
Guy has done it consecutively now.
That's about the time when Garth Brooks broke over to top 40 and country music became more pop music than anything else.
That's it's ridiculous. I mean, his records are number one now because he ended up being yelling the N-bomb and people bought the record. I mean, that's the only reason.
It's not a thing to rally around.
Yeah, that's what there was.
No, it was because of the way people reacted.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
No, I'm just talking, but they bought it because they said they want to own everybody. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can't yell the N-bomb.
It's people that hate the cancel culture.
And love racist, apparently.
That rallied around him.
Right.
The same people that wanted to cancel an election rallied around him because they hate the cancel culture.
That's right. Well, yeah.
Now every faction has their cancel culture.
This was a guy that dropped the N-bomb. And not cool.
No,
I'm not saying he doesn't deserve a second chance, and he'll get a second chance, but right away, if he's racist, I'm buying his records then.
I felt bad for my daughter, because there's like some of her favorites. She'd been listening to those consistently before all this.
Right.
You would have thought there would have been a surge the same people. You know, when he got kicked off SNL for being caught without a mask in a crowd, that they would have celebrated that, too.
Yeah, they didn't rally around him
they
then.
They didn't rally around him then. It wasn't until, well, he said some racist stuff, and now radio stations are killing his music, and now platforms are dropping his music.
All the stations we're on don't play him anymore.
Then they rallied around him.
Or in less. Our stations rock. Don't play that crap.
Yeah, we were boycotting Morgan Wallen long before everyone else was.
What does Dong Wang have to say about that? Get a hold of him. Just trying to weave him in.
The go-to quote machine.
Bad ratings for the Golden Globes.
It's because it's virtual. I didn't tune in.
Well, it was virtual last year. It's a 60% drop from last year.
Yeah. Well, people are sick of it.
Yeah.
It was brand new then.
It's even a smaller audience when the 08 ceremony was replaced by a live news conference due to a writer's strike.
Yeah, it'll bounce back when they're actually on stage and people drink it in the crowd.
Plus, I heard they had a bunch of technical problems.
Did they really?
With, you know, trying to put 5-6 different Zoom boxes all at once and somebody freezes. And then if you're the viewer, no, I'm not hanging through that.
I'm generally burned out on award shows, period.
Jeffrey Toobin won. That's why he screwed that up. You know, he was in there.
I would have watched that.
Yeah.
I treat award shows as I would a, let's say they're releasing a football schedule. Instead of watching the 3-hour program, let's go on the internet the next day and get all the information there in about a minute.
I didn't tune in at all because I knew it was going to be virtual. But you know, normally I'll watch the beginning monologue when they're talking to all the celebrities and drinking. That's pretty cool.
I did see a clip that apparently people thought that Pacino was asleep.
Oh, at his house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because the shot of him, he was just sitting in a chair, and he had on like a nice suit and jacket and everything, but he looked like he was just nodding off, waiting to find out that he wasn't going to win the Golden Globe.
Not everybody involved was even watching.
Just sitting there?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then Sudeikis won, and he was just wearing like a hoodie.
I liked it.
Yeah, he was just sitting there like, yeah.
He got a lot of accolades for being on Zoom like that.
Yeah.
He did it right.
So did Bill Murray.
Yeah.
He was I didn't see Murray. Was he just wearing a hoodie? Yeah.
No, he had some Hawaiian shirt on and a martini.
Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see
that. That's on brand for Bill Murray.
He's the coolest guy.
Everybody loved that.
Hey, Al, wake up. Al, wake up.
Great ass!
No, you're on GB, man. Okay. Hang on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.